It's Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada officials are preparing to cede decision-making power over the state's coronavirus measures to county officials. In the five rural counties that have passed resolutions condemning the restrictions, it's unclear how much will change. Elko, Eureka, White Pine, Lyon, and Nye counties have all blasted Governor Steve Sisolak for the measures he's implemented to contain the coronavirus. Officials in the five counties have also criticized state labor monitors and set up funds to reimburse businesses that have been fined for ignoring guidelines. As Nevada vaccinates its population and the pandemic trends downward, counties will soon control guidelines in place to control the virus. Nevada expects to get 24,000 doses of the newly authorized Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine this week. State officials have not yet detailed whether the single-shot vaccine will be targeted for use in any particular community. Washoe County is preparing for a shipment of the vaccine doses. According to a health district spokesperson, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would give Nevada a boost in its number of vaccinations. The CDC is still discussing the best use and recommendations for administering the vaccine to the public. Some health officials across the U.S. have deliberated about prioritizing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in mobile clinics or for homeless shelters. They've also considered sending it to communities where it's harder to ensure someone can return weeks later for a second shot. Nevada health officials say they are waiting for more guidance from a federal advisory group. More than 669,000 COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in Nevada so far. Nearly 14% of the population has received their first shot, and a little over 7% have received their second. This comes as the state is reporting an average of about 300 daily cases over the last 2 weeks, along with 7 deaths per day. In Washoe County, during that same time period, there have been an average of 41 daily cases. County officials haven't reported any COVID-19-related deaths over the last 5 days. More than 15% of Washoe County residents have received the first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, and a little more than 9% have gotten both doses. In the Quad Counties, no new deaths were reported over the weekend. However, 46 people did contract the virus. More than 1,900 cases remain active in the areas near Carson City. Health officials hope the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be a game changer in vaccinating underserved people in our region, but there's some unnecessary confusion over the shot's efficacy. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
The one-dose J&J shot is easier to store and has a longer shelf life than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. But it also has a lower efficacy rate in preventing moderate cases of COVID. Rupali LeMay says that shouldn't be the focus.
We need to think about efficacy related to prevention of severe COVID. Severe COVID is what is going to lead to hospitalization and death.
The Johns Hopkins University scientist says all three vaccines are roughly equal in preventing severe illness and death. Think of it in terms of the flu shot.
Let's say you still get the flu. The great thing about the flu shot, though, is that generally it reduces your severity and it reduces your duration. It's not going to lead to severe flu.
Meanwhile, leading infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci strongly endorsed the J&J shot after its FDA approval last weekend. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Washoe County Commissioner Alexis Hill signed a directive establishing the first Monday of March to be COVID-19 Victims and Survivors Memorial Day. The first case of COVID-19 was reported on Thursday, March 5th, 2020. A panel planning a memorial for the victims of the 2017 massacre on the Las Vegas Strip have launched a website questionnaire to collect ideas and comments about the memorial. The questionnaire will be available until March 14th. Clark County officials say ticket sales suggested that as many as two-thirds of the 22,000 people who attended the ill-fated country music festival were from other states. Those are your morning news headlines for March 2nd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.